This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. SMEs make up more than 95% of all businesses here in Malaysia, employing more than 65% of our workforce and accounting to nearly 40% of our GDP. So it's without a shadow of a doubt that it's important for SMEs to continue and also flourish as we move into the new decade. But as with all good things ahead, there are risks, and one that we've talked a lot about on this show is cybersecurity. And with new technologies on the rise, more businesses are going digital. Cyber awareness is critical, and with me today on the show is Steve Crouch. He's the country president for Chubb, which is a global insurance organization. Steve, welcome to the show. You've recently released the Malaysia SME Cyber Preparedness Report 2019, which is, I guess it's very aptly titled, because the topic also talks about, like, ignorance is a risk. And is this report the first of its kind for you to, like, look into the Malaysian landscape, and also why, the Malaysian preparedness of cybersecurity?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Jeff. Good to be here. This is the first time we've conducted the report in Malaysia, although last year we conducted a similar report in Australia, Singapore, and Hong Kong. Really, there's a couple of main reasons why we wanted to do it in Malaysia. Firstly, the numbers you already quoted, SMEs are a massive part of the landscape in Malaysia. Almost 40% of the GDP comes from SMEs. And Malaysia has a really rapidly expanding digital economy, which is expected to be over $5 billion US dollars next year in 2020. So it makes that on top makes the vulnerability of SMEs even more so. And I think in the recent budget announcement, more incentives to help SMEs digitalize. Yeah. And I think in that environment was why we wanted to sort of gauge the landscape here in Malaysia.
And so you talked about, you've done similar reports in other regions as well, right? So was there anything that really stood out for you in terms of this is unique to Malaysia, or pretty much in terms of when it comes to looking at the report and analysing some of the mindsets that we have, it's generally across the board, it has that same feel?
Yeah, good question. I think a lot of the things are similar. I think what stands out in Malaysia versus some of the other markets is people's perception of that they might already be covered. And that was probably the main difference across those markets.
Yeah. Right. So are Malaysian SMEs then, do they have their heads in the ground when it comes to being aware of the cyber risk and also, more importantly, just knowing how to be prepared?
Yeah, it's a good question because, if you and I would know that every day there's something reported on some...
Or not reported.
Or not reported on some cyber exposure. I think MICERT, which is the Malaysian Computer Emergency Response Team, reported 10,000 incidents last year, which was a 35% increase. And who knows what the number of non-reported incidents is. So it's hard to say that you would have your head in the sand, but unfortunately there is a real lack of awareness around cybersecurity. Certainly the survey found, even though that 50% of the respondents said that they were covered for cyber insurance, for cyber risk, we know from our own data that less than 1% actually have have cover. So they either think that they're under a misconception that their existing cover is already covering it, or for whatever. So that's highly concerning, as you can imagine, if you think you're covered and you're not. Mm-hmm. Also in the report, 84% of SMEs reported an incident or suffered an incident of those that were surveyed last year. And of that, 67% of them think that it's really a risk, that even though there's been 84% had an incident, 67% think it's a large corporation exposure.
Lightning will strike SME. Twice.
Yes, of course. That's famous last words. It'll never happen to me, right? So I think there's definite need to be... To raise the awareness of the exposures amongst SMEs in particular, which is why we wanted to do the report.
And it's interesting, though, because I just want to ask, why has this sort of, in your opinion, has this happened? Because, you know, as you mentioned, year after year, the levels of, you know, breaches or risk that happens into a business in terms of cybersecurity aspect increases. And it's only going to get worse with the rise of, you know, Internet of Things, 5G, more services and businesses going digital, as you mentioned in the budget as well. Why do you think the level of preparedness is just not higher than what it is?
Well, that's a really good question. If I had the answer, then maybe maybe we would be able to help even further. I think a lot of it goes down to that perception that it's a large company exposure versus an SME exposure. And then I guess a lot of the SMEs might not have the resources or the finance to adequately prepare for cyber risk. I think, you know, I think another thing that came out in the report is that 61% of the SMEs said that they had a cyber incident response plan, which sort of indicates some awareness, right? But 60% of those also said that they didn't know what all the risks were. So I guess the plans that are in place potentially are not... I'm certainly not going to cover all of the exposure. So I think it is just, a lack of, funnily enough, even though reported so often, just still a lack of awareness and understanding, basically.
It's preparing for the unknown, which is, I guess, difficult for some SMEs that may not have the funds in order to do a more in-depth research into what areas they are at risk and stuff, right?
I think that's right.
So what's been the common types of cyber incidents for the Malaysia SMEs?
Well, out of the survey... almost 50% was human error, which, and then 35% it was ransomware phishing incidents. So it's that human error element. A lot of that goes to the education of employees in an SME about awareness and the risks. Of the breaches, concerningly, 40% related to customer data, which is pretty high. The 30% financial data.
I'm speaking to Steve Crouch, the country president for Chubb, a global insurance organization. And in just a moment, we'll talk about some case studies instead. BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back, and I'm Jeff Sandhu, and with me today is Steve Crouch. He's the country president for Chubb, a global insurance organization, and we're talking about the Malaysia SME Cyber Preparedness Report 2019. Steve, is there a case study that perhaps you could share that demonstrates how human error could actually lead to a horrible and also costly situations for organizations?
Yes, well, unfortunately, there's many. I guess one I can talk to you about now is a Malaysian company, a construction company. So a medium-sized enterprise, so $14 million in revenue, annual revenue. Typically a construction company that outsourced its IT operations. So I think that's the other perception that comes through. People think if I outsource it, it can be safer than doing it myself. But they outsourced their IT operations and suffered a ransomware attack just by an employee clicking on a malicious email inadvertently, and it encrypted all their data and all their customer and project data. So... obviously, in those situations, they were trying to negotiate with the extortionist that sent the ransomware, but additional costs are obviously incurred in restoring, re-entering, and significant downtime because they couldn't operate during that period as business as usual. So that sort of that incident was a $1.4 million cost to the business. So, and that's what we find often in the claims. The loss can is sometimes is roughly on average about 10% of revenue, right? And most businesses can't afford to lose 10% of revenue in any given year.
And it's just sounded like, you know, it's one small click for a man, but the giant disruption for the business.
Yeah, exactly. And how easy someone gets an email, clicks on it inadvertently, not even,
Now, what about like the impact, besides the impact on the financial aspect of, you know, losing, let's say, you know, paying for the ransomware or not paying for the ransomware and finding ways to deal with it and the downtime? What is the actual like cost of or the impact that it would have to SMEs? Your trust would also be impacted in the sense especially if you're losing customer data.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And three out of five SMEs in the survey indicated they would be either severely or moderately impacted following an incident. Mm. And the areas that they were most worried about was customer relationship, obviously, as you've just said, your reputation, you know, with your customer following a breach, and then profits. Obviously, financial impact as well. So that reputational potential damage is one of the most significant things.
SME itself, it's a huge umbrella. So I guess I want to break it down a little bit further in terms of like, is there a difference between the sizes of the SMEs, as you mentioned, construction, mid-size, but then you've got some really smaller and micro SMEs as well in Malaysia. And is there a difference in terms of how these different types of SMEs are prepared when it comes to cyber risk?
Yeah, definitely. So, and in the survey, we sort of did some segmentation, although, you know, you could go down to extreme micro, but what we found is that enterprises with between 100 and 250 employees, 77% of those said that they had a data contingency plan in place, compared with only 53% for SMEs with less than 50 employees. But I would say, remember what I said before, that data incidency plan, 60% of them also said that they are not aware of all the risks. So, you would question the robustness of some of those incident plans. Mm.
Now, you are a global insurance organization, and I guess recently, I'm seeing a lot more protection offered to SMEs when it comes to cybersecurity. But what I want to know is just kind of like, explain to me a little bit about how does it all work? Like, how do you assess their readiness and their preparedness for a company to understand how you can insure them, especially when most of these cases, as we've seen from the report, comes down from human error?
Yeah. Well, we've been writing cyber risk solutions since 1998 globally, and are one of the leading providers for that in the world. We tend to try and focus on promoting awareness, things like today and the report, through seminars, webinars, these types of reports, and really share our expertise out of a lot of the data that we've collected over that time, right? We also have a Chubb Cyber Index, which provides real-time access to our claims data. So people can see what type of incidents are happening that help, again, create the awareness for their own exposure and provides useful insights, right? And then we partner with leading service providers, IT, forensics, security, because it's a holistic approach to risk management in cyber, obviously, and a lot of specific expertise required in different areas. Hmm. And then, we're continuing to evolve our cyber solution. Now even personal cyber is available, right? And we're distributing fundamentally, Jeff, it's about that awareness that we're trying to build versus, no one ever likes it when they're forced to take something. So what we try and do is, as long as we can make people aware, it's then up to them to choose what they do.
Yeah. And Steve, so looking ahead in the near future, we've got new technologies coming in with Internet of Things and 5G. What would be your sort of advice or message to the Malaysian SME in order for them to be prepared, especially as we move to the new future?
Yeah, listen, there's some simple things that we recommend, pretty straightforward, especially to SMEs. First of all, obviously, develop and enforce a strong password policy, right? mix of letters, symbols, numbers, and frequently changed. You'd be surprised how often the incident results from a weakness of password. Have a cyber incident response plan. Know what you're going to do if something happens and be prepared. Also understand what type of things could happen to you as a particular organisation. We talked about it a little bit earlier, educate employees. So much of this is human error. So constant education to employees about cyber risk and what to do. Obviously, update IT equipment and have some security security software, pretty basic, but again, and something that we recommend. That, yeah, I mean, they're probably the basics, and then in your incident response plan, consider insurance, because insurance also gives you access to the other providers if you have an incident and the expertise. And we've found that most people really want legal advice and regulatory advice when they do have an incident.
Mm. It's plugging in these basic gaps that we have that can really go a long way. It may not be, you know, the 100% protected, but still, you know, it would solve many of these cases that we've seen.
It definitely goes a long way to reducing your exposure, for sure.
Mm. Steve, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
And that was Steve Crouch, the country president for Chubb, a global insurance organization, talking to us about the Malaysia SME Cyber Preparedness Report 2019. And if you missed any parts of this conversation, you can download the podcast now, available on your favorite podcast platform, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.